This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. Hailing the Mahakumbh as a Mahayagya of unity, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today remarked that India is proud of its heritage and treading forward with a new energy. The Prime Minister said the success of the Mahakumbh is a subject of study for modern management professionals, planning and policy experts. He asserted that nowhere in the world there is any parallel example of this scale, and after 144 years, saints have once again given a new message for developed India, Vikshit Bharat. Mr. Modi penned down these thoughts in a blog shared today. Mr. Modi emphasized that the world watched in wonders how crores of people gathered at Prayagraj at the banks of the confluence of rivers. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that more than 16,000 trains were operated for the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. Addressing the media at the Prayagraj junction, Mr. Vaishnav said around 4 crore 50 lakh passengers commuted in and out of Prayagraj through trains. He informed that the railways had worked on this for the past 2.5 years and invested around 5,000 crore rupees. He added that more than 21 flyovers and underpasses were constructed for the Mahakumbh. Mr. Vaishnav said that while planning this, the focus was on smooth travel of passengers. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that against all the challenges globally, India is moving ahead with growth. Addressing a media conclave in New Delhi today, Ms. Sitharaman said the global supply chain is where the concentration risks are posing challenges. She said these are very interesting but very challenging times. The minister said the global order will not be determined by the developed nations. She said trade and technology will play a crucial role in the new world order, and India will need to participate. Ms. Sitharaman said developed countries also need technology and talent. The Union Minister for Civil Aviation, Kinjarapur Ram Mohan Naidu, inaugurated the Uran Yatri Cafe at Chennai International Airport today. In an interaction with the media, the minister said such cafes would be extended to all the airports in the country. He said that this would benefit all passengers as 5 to 6 items like water, tea, coffee, snake and local sweets will be sold at rupees 10 and 20 rupees. The minister also informed that another terminal at Chennai Airport will be inaugurated on the 26th of March and a new terminal will be built for the Chennai Airport. Union Minister of Commerce and Industries Piyush Goyal today inaugurated the Bharat Calling Conference 2025 in Mumbai today. Addressing the conference, Piyush Goyal said that strategic initiatives of the government, including Make in India, Digital India, Startup India and Atmanirbhar Bharat, are driving innovation, infrastructure development and economic transformation at an unprecedented scale. He said huge opportunities are unfolding in the country. He noted that skill building makes the economy stronger. The minister said that skill development will add more jobs in future. The Secretary of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Sanjay Jaju, has said that the WAVES Summit will be to be held in Mumbai for the 1st to the 4th of May will be one of its kind summit where all the verticals of media and entertainment will get together. Speaking at the inauguration of the GAFX event for the AVGC sector in Bengaluru today, Sanjay Jaju said that a summit will create opportunities for content creators and technology experts to come together and evolve a growth path for the AVGC sector in the country. At the 7th meeting of the 58th session of the Human Rights Council, India has strongly criticized Pakistan, calling it a failed state reliant on international aid. Kshitij Tyagi, India's permanent mission to the UN in Geneva, accused Pakistan's leaders of spreading falsehoods from their military terrorist complex. He reaffirmed that Jammu and Kashmir, along with Ladakh, will always remain an integral part of India, citing the region's remarkable political, social and economic progress in recent years. The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, will be on two-day visit to India beginning today. This will be President Leyen's third visit to India. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.